This left Shannon and the tall, unsmiling man just watching as Jake led the happy couple sashaying down the hall. Terrific. Now she was alone with Mr. Intensity. She cleared her throat.
"Welcome to Holiday Quinn, sir. May I have your name, please?"
The man's glance appraised her. There was no other way to describe it, from her chest upward. Granted, her chest, shoulders, and head were all that were visible behind the registration desk's counter, but still, she mentally fumed over this distinct act of rudeness until she saw his stony face break into a full smile. "I apologize," he said in a voice that was far deeper and much more resonant than she'd expected. "I could see immediately why Gina selected you as my personal desk attendant for tonight, but you must excuse her matchmaking tendencies. She's incorrigible." Shannon looked into his sharp hazel eyes, stunned by his candor, and even more shocked at being selected as any kind of a match for him. Alpha males weren't the type to appear often on her dating radar, and this one was too much of something, of everything.
"Why, thank you," she stammered. "I think."
Then added,
"Your name, please?"
He laughed briefly. "Yes, of course. The reservation is under Hartwick, Bram Hartwick." He paused. "Unless it's under Graybell." His forehead creased and he frowned. "Perhaps try searching under that name first." Shannon stubbornly typed in Hartwick and found his computer file, but it was cross-referenced with, yes, an Angie Graybell, the woman who'd originally made the weekend reservation. Shannon didn't know why, but her stomach roller-coastered downward at this news. From the matchmaking comment, she'd foolishly assumed this towering, commanding man was single. Silly her.
"I've found your reservation, Mr. Hartwick. You're from Minneapolis, Minnesota, correct?" she asked him in her most professional voice.
He seemed the type to demand a professional demeanor in all things. He nodded once.
"We're all set, then."
She printed out his form and handed him a pen. "Will Ms. Graybell be arriving later tonight, or shall we expect her in the morning?" The handsome Mr. Hartwick didn't immediately respond, but his face turned to rock-like seriousness again in an instant. He pressed his lips together in a line of clear displeasure, and Shannon was certain of only one thing. This was not the kind of man she'd ever want to upset. He looked capable of biting off the heart-shaped heads of all her Valentine's Day pens, starting with the red sequined one he was holding in a death grip. Not an image she wanted to cling to, thanks. "Ms. Graybell will not be coming tonight, or tomorrow, or Sunday. You may safely remove her name from the reservation," he said stiffly.
"Okie dokie. Very well, Mr. Hartwick."
And Shannon had to admit to feeling a perverse pleasure in deleting the heretofore unseen Angie Graybell. "And what would be your name, if you don't mind my asking?" he said to her, still intense-looking, but his lips turned up a tiny notch at the corners.
"My name is Shannon Quinn, sir."
And why exactly did so much as telling him her name make her heart rate speed up and her fingers twitchy? It must be that bad boy, dangerous man factor again. Truth be told, this trait was starting to bug her. Bram Hartwick, of course, did not look nervous. He did, however, appear downright surprised, and he couldn't seem to keep the shock off his face.
"Is your last name a lucky coincidence, Ms. Quinn, or are you related to the original owners of this charming establishment?"
"The luck of the Irish is always with me," she shot back,
determined not to let him intimidate her.
"But yes, I'm a direct descendant. The original owners were my grandparents. They opened the inn back in the mid-1940s.
He quirked a brow. "Fans of the classic film, then?" She knew what he was asking. Everyone wanted to know if Holiday Quinn was named after the famous Bing Crosby, Fred Astaire movie musical Holiday Inn.
"Yes," she informed him. "The picture came out in 1942, and it was one of my Grandma Quinn's all-time favorites. When she and my grandfather opened up their inn a couple of years later, the play on the name was intentional.
However, until a few years ago, we were open all year round, not just on holidays. My parents made that change themselves.
He tilted his head, leaned in toward the counter, and said, "Why?
Why?"